Something in the air was stinging. The day you came to meet me in Curie Park.
The unmistakable voice of Kurt Elling. And he'll be joining the Jazz Cat in a moment here for the Live with the Jazz Cat segment. And let's see if I have Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs on the line right now. Leroy?
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Thank you very much for joining me today. I'm doing great, and I'm going to be doing even greater after this interview. But I want to make sure that everybody understands that if they want more information, they can go to your website, which is www.thejazzcat.net. And secure many of the interviews that the Jazz Cat Downs has done, the Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs, and that includes interviews with such people as Ornette Coleman, Carmen Lundy, Diane Reeves, just to name a few. You'll need to go to the website. I don't think he's missed too many, and today he has another jazz icon on the line. So I'll let the Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs take it from here.
Well, icon is right, man. When you speak of voices in the music, there are some that are very dynamic, and you know, you take things home with you after you see them perform, and that is definitely true of my man, Mr. Kurt Elling. How you doing, Kurt?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you're the true meaning of artists. I mean, there's singing, there's vocalese, there's poetry, acting, and so many other avenues where your talents can thrive. Man, it must be a never-ending ball of unraveling creation for you.
Well, it's a lot of things. Work being the chief the chief thing that's among them. You know, it takes a lot of discipline and effort, and thankfully it's work that is a pleasure, but it's definitely, you know, it's definitely a lot of focus to keep all those balls in the air and to at least try to have them over the course of an evening flow in a seamless and organic fashion so that people certainly don't see how hard I'm working. And that they don't even really notice anything except what a great time they're having.
Well, that's true. I mean, I've seen you on many occasions, and a great time is definitely what you have, man. And it must take so much preparation, so much study, just to have it flow so effortlessly from you.
I try to do my homework, you know. I try to do things that are going to be worth the effort for people to come out and check it out.
Well, you definitely do that. You know, when I attend jazz performances, I write about them. And when I write, I have to write while I'm there, because that's when you capture the moment. I mean, after that, the moment's gone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as I try to express my experiences on paper, I like to try to twist the words to stimulate more thought than just a simple read. I mean, and you're a master at blending language so beautifully together and conjuring thought and visual feelings in the lyrics that you sing.
Thank you.
And not even just what you sing, just your spoken word as well.
You know, there's a lot of aspects to things, and you know, I get bored fairly easily, and I figure if I'm getting bored, then assuredly people in the house are getting bored. So I try to keep up on my game and bring something fresh whenever I can.
Yeah, I was in New York City for your performance at Birdland during IAJE, and you had Bob Minzer.
Mm-hmm.
On stage, and later on, I guess you joined him with his big band at the conference.
Yeah, that's right. Bob's been writing some really great charts lately for me, charts that feature me, and I've been very fortunate to be able to make some recordings with his big band and to be able to perform a lot of those charts over and over again as I go out into the world. It's been a real blessing for me.
Oh, beautiful. You're listening to Kurt Elling right here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat. I'm Leroy Downs. This is Kurt Elling. Hey, my good friend Willie Jones III is a new addition to your crew. How's that synergy of that transition?
It's great. Willie's he's such a great player, and he really understands the concept of what we're going for, and he's got such a beautiful spirit, and he's very giving, and he's so solid in his playing that I can ask any groove that I need of him, and he will either already have it in his bag or he'll create something that is really beyond my expectation. So it's a real pleasure to have him with us.
Now, also in New York City, I was having breakfast. You happen to be sitting right next to me, and you have a beautiful little daughter.
That's right.
What's her name?
Her name is Louisa.
And
we're calling, and she also has a jazz nickname,
right,
of Nishu.
Right, right, right. I heard about that. That's what Mark Murphy named her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with her.
Well, not people know this, but you have three other brothers, don't you?
How do you mean?
The four brothers.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me about them.
Sure. Well, last year at Monterey, we brought along the other three brothers, Mark Murphy and John Hendricks and Kevin Mahogany. And that was a show that I had put together specifically so that I could spend some quality time with those other singers and be able to be on the road and, you know, get to know them over a period of time instead of just, you know, catch as catch can at different festivals. I really wanted to, especially John and Mark, I just really wanted to have quality time with them and get to know them and have them get to know me a little bit more. And it was a real, really great thing. We went over to Europe for about a month, and we took it to a bunch of places in the States. We were also able, when Kevin was not able to make the scene, I was able to bring Andy Bay on a couple of times.
Mm.
And I was able to bring a couple of other cats, Peter Eldridge and Giacomo Gates, to fill in that slot a couple of times as well. That was real nice.
Nice, man. Nice collaboration.
Because otherwise, you know, when are we going to get to sing together?
Right, exactly.
Maybe like one or two tunes someplace, but never all of us all together.
No, man, that was a great project. Well, the span of your vocal range, I mean, it not only allows you to transcribe and revive the melodics of the masters, it also exposes some raw, gutsy transitions that show your strength and your courage, man. It exposes a side of yourself that, you know, many vocalists dare not go to, you know, and it instills courage in your audience, man. And to be that open and raw in the music on a larger scale shows your concern for, you know, humanity, man. We feel it.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm trying to do my part. You know, so many cats not in the music business specifically, but just, I mean, you know, you read the papers.
Right.
There's a lot of bring down.
Right.
And it's on a lot of different levels, and I just want to do my part to keep lifting people up and talking about courage and talking about what we can do to hold it together while we're under so much threat all the time from so many different angles.
Yeah. This is KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat. I'm Leroy Downs. My guest today, Mr. Kirk Elling. Well, you know, this is beautifully profound. You said poetry invites us to dream ourselves awake. And those little whispers from God you speak of are the creativity that fuels our direction. I see that you're pretty in touch with the man in the air.
You know, I try to keep in touch and grounded, and I realize that what we have here, any way you look at it, is not something that we've created. It's something that's been given to us, and we have a responsibility to that gift. We have a responsibility to the people who are coming after us. We have a responsibility to the people who have brought us to this place to do the most that we can with it, to make as much beauty and as much love as we can, and to keep things together and to keep it progressing so that humanity reaches whatever peaks it can. And as I say, I mean, there's so many people trying to drag it down in so many directions right now. And it's always been the case that there's a negativity, there's a, what, an absence of the good. Any way you want to look at it, there's a void. And it's for us to fill in that void as much as we can. And artists, certainly, you know, I always feel a little bit weird because, like, beautiful cats like you, they ask me about, you know, my intention, and they ask all these questions about, like, how I think about spirit life and everything like that. And usually I wouldn't bring it up in this way at all. And it always feels like a little bit like, oh man, I don't want to burden people with with my thing, you know. So that's why I think of it when we go out onto the stage. You know, it's a beautiful gift for me to be able to make music at all. It's a beautiful gift for my life to be able to do it with other men and to be on stage and to just like, hey man, hey audience, you know, here's four guys on the stage. We all love music. We all love each other. We want to show that part of what is possible in life. And then with all the other considerations, you know, my writing and such, I feel like, well, whatever the message is that people need to hear, they're going to hear, and they're going to figure out for themselves, and I don't need to really lay it on them with any more detail than that, because they'll hear it. They'll hear the part that they're ready for.
Yeah. Well, my brother, it's not a burden, but it certainly is a blessing, man. You dance. The language is very elegant, the way you dance and show us all these visual possibilities with your antics and your voice and your octave range, man. It's, you know, we love what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kirk Elling, the show is called Live with the Jazz Cat, and you're listening to it on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Well, you know, Ornette coined his thing, harmelotics. Youssef studies the methodology of audio, physio, psychic music, and George Russell has his Lydian chromatic concept, and course Train and Sun Ra, very spiritual. What would the prophecies of Kirk Elling be? I mean, how would you combine all the elements of what you do together in a little short, brief statement?
You know, I've tried to do my homework on what great players have played in the past. I've tried to understand what made Joe Williams great, what made Betty Carter great, what made Train great, what made Dexter Gordon great, people like that. I've tried to do what I can to just make sure that I respect the accomplishments that they brought into the world, and to build on that in a way that makes sense for me, just as a person, just trying to play the gig. And thankfully, the work that they did is incredibly inspiring and very deeply moving and profound, and it gives me and everybody who's in our generation who's working now plenty of grist for the mill, plenty of idea bank, plenty of possibilities. You know, jazz is about the future, and all the people I spoke of and plenty more, you know, Bird and Diz and cats who are still with us, you know, John, we mentioned John Hendricks before, and Mark Murphy, and you know, Horace Silver and Benny Golson, and I mean, all these incredible, Dave Brubeck, who's going to be at the festival this year, you know, all those cats, they're all about the future. So I just try to be about the same thing and follow in their footsteps.
Well, you know, you're pretty pivotal, because as you mentioned, these cats are about the future, but they all had their foot right in the past, you know, and by you doing what you do, you take some of those things, combine them with your own. And we're talking about new generations here, new generations that may not have heard of Benny Golson or John Hendricks. I mean, you put them in touch with this thing that actually makes people go back further and even understand the music a little deeper.
Well, you know, that's not unique to me. I mean, singers have always been, in a certain way, ambassadors for the music. You know, something with lyrics, something with a voice. Everybody knows how to hum, at least.
Right.
You know, and the romantic aspect, making certain things plain that would otherwise be a little bit more difficult for people, you know, that's not unique to me. I just, as I say, try to be responsible to the tradition and try to point in my own small way toward the future.
This is Kirk Elling. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat. Leroy Downs here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Now, when the gig is over, you know, everybody packs up their instrument in a case, you know, and I know that they allow parties, you know, the club after the sets with the chips and the alcohol and trying to speak over the music. It's got to be treacherous to your instrument.
Well, I try to be responsible. I mean, there's only so much that I can do, and I'm 38 now, so it's not like I can get away with as much as I used to be able to. You know, I just try to respect my voice and take care of it, because, you know, I really want to sound as good as I can when I'm 70, 80 years old.
Right.
You know, so that means, and I already know that's going to be hard enough, because seems like growing old is not that much fun for the physical realm. So you know, I try to be responsible and have fun as well. And you know, there are plenty of ways to enjoy yourself after a gig and not get yourself into trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're one of the cats who go for it. You don't like just go out there protecting your voice, man. You let people have everything you have. So I was wondering.
Yeah, but I mean, all that risk takes place in the context of the music. So, and in a certain way, like, that's why I'm, like, I don't feel like I'm missing anything, because all the risk takes place in the music, all the risk that's worth anything, and so afterwards, like, I don't really feel like I have to go out and risk something, because, like, I just did that for 90 minutes, and had a great time doing it, and got my groove, and you know, got my thrill, got my kicks, and now I can just sit in the afterglow of that, and be with the band or be with whoever I'm hanging out with, and like, that's cool.
Yeah, well, we're in the afterglow of it too, brother. We feel everything you do. Hey, I got an idea for you. What do you think about this? I think you're one of the only cats that can pull this off, like an original poetic prophetic jazz musical where each of the characters is an instrument and the theme could propose to share the story of the spiritual connection, the improvisations, and the evolution that exists in the music. You know, you could be like a narrative part, and all of the other cats would be, you know, there'd be a trombone, there'd be a trumpet, there'd be a bass, and everybody would tell this story, man. I think that would be a cool gig.
There's a lot of stories out there to be told, for sure, and there's a lot of risks to be taken and new ideas to bring into the world of musical theater, and into sort of theatrical productions that are not bound as much to Broadway as they are to the jazz tradition. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I'd like to experiment with that's out there. But, man, it's hard to find the time.
Yeah, I it must be hard to find the time for you, man, because I know so many people are coming at you from just all kind of avenues, not just, you know, singing with jazz, but your poetry, acting, theater, you know, they got you all over the place.
There's a lot of that, and also just, you know, whew, working on new tunes, working on new arrangements, and being out on the road, taking care of business on a given night, you know, packing my bag again, trying to get home to my family,
right,
making sure that they're taken care of, you know, and trying to sort of have a life as well, you know. You know, hey.
It's a juggle.
Another terrible day in paradise.
Well, this year, man, I get to grace the stage with you in Monterey. I'll be the master of ceremonies at Dizzy's Den.
Great.
And you're the artist in residence at Monterey this year.
That's right. Well, I've been doing some teaching things up there. And early in the summer season, we did a concert or two, and this is really going to be the blowout for me. I'm hitting with my own rhythm section, as you mentioned. I'm hitting a little bit with the Yellow Jackets. I'm helping Dave Brubeck premiere a new Cannery Row suite that he's written specifically for the occasion. And I'm also going to be doing a blowout concert with the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra. So I'll be pretty busy that weekend.
That's beautiful, man. Well, I'm glad I get a chance to share it with you. And everybody, please come up to the Monterey Jazz Festival. Of course, Kirk Elling will be there, but there are all kind of wonderful performers that will be there as well. Kirk, it was a beautiful time speaking with you, man, and I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Thank you, Leroy. We'll talk to you again, and see you up there.
Absolutely, my friend.
Thank you very much, Leroy, and thank you very much, Kurt Elling, for a great interview. If you would like to get more information on that interview or hear a review of that interview and even download it, you'll be able to go to the website, www.thejazzcat.net, and pick up that very, very intriguing interview. What a stellar artist Kurt Elling is, and he is the artist in residence for the Monterey Jazz Festival this year, and you'll be able to see him in concert. I'll give you a tip right here, 11 p.m. Friday night. He'll be on stage in Jimmy Lyons' stage, the main arena, Kurt Elling with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. So thank you again, the Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs, for not only a stellar interview, but also a very, very terrific guest, Kurt Elling. We'll be right back with more from For Locals Only here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. You're listening to our Tuesday edition, September 5th. Let's go to the title track of the Kurt Elling CD, Man in the Air, and it is the title track itself, Man in the Air.
Reclining in a chair at the edge of otherwhere. Maybe madness, or maybe understandness, and full of wise. The man up in the air keeps a very steady stare. He can see you, can see him right through you. With inner eyes, the man up in the air. And you never know it as he floats in the air. He's passing through stars. The man is a poet. Imagine a mountain, a fountain of free-flowing mind. The man up in the air, he can fly off anywhere. La 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 la. La 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 la. A man up in the air has a vision of everywhere. Recollected and finally connected to harmonize. Fly off anywhere.
fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la, tra-la-la, fa-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la, tra-la-la, fa-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la. The man up in the air has a vision of everywhere, collected and finally connected to heart.